here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. The first guy in the door tonight, and so we're just trying to do them chronologically. There's no real order by conference or alphabetical or whatever. We're just picking them off as they come in. We got 11 coaches here. So we're going to start with Seth Houston, the head wrestling coach over at Brookside High School. Seth, great to have you up here at the Brew Kettle tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
So talk a little bit about what you anticipate during this upcoming year. What do you look forward to as far as the Cardinals are on the mats?
Well, I think like everybody, I just want to get it started at this point. You know, we're kind of, you go through your summer stuff and your off-season training, and it's at this point you just want to get started up with the wrestling. Last year we lost two guys who were pretty good. We had two state qualifiers who graduated last year. I think within that group we had some really good young guys, and we had some injuries, so I didn't get to see how the season ended up with a few of those guys, but we'd like to see how it goes this year.
Well, give us some names of those key returnees for the Brookside Cardinals.
Okay, well, we got David Acasio, who was a conference champ last year and got hurt in the conference finals match, actually, and ended up winning it. Chaz Jackson, another guy who got hurt, who's back this year. Jake Storr, who's going to be at the 38-45 area, somewhere in there. He's back. We got our heavyweight for the last 3 years. Tony Garza's back. A great kid, hard worker. And this year, the numbers have gone up like crazy. Last year, we were kind of a small team, and this year, it looks like we're somewhere in the mid-30s range of guys out on the team. And at a school our size, that's huge.
That's a good number.
Yeah, it's a good problem to have, finding space and all that, yeah.
Sean?
Hey, Coach, for a long time, Brookside kind of had that monkey on their back where they were kind of trying to get a guy down to state and this and that. I mean, it was like a couple decades drought. You guys broke through, obviously. Brad did it, and then now, obviously, you had multiples last year. It's just going. And you got, like you said, multiple guys, district qualifiers back this season. Talk about how that kind of success just basically rolls over, you know, and kind of helps the next guy kind of step up and see what the guy in front of him did.
Well, you know, that's actually kind of what I think the theme of the season will be, and the theme of already has been that when you want to be a more elite kind of next level squad, that's how you approach things. You approach it that we're training to be, state placement wrestlers and state placing team, and we're training to wrestle at that next level all the time. And I see it in kids who, you're connected all over now. They're texting you and sending emails to me all the time. You know, I just ran 5 miles, Coach. You know, it's stuff like all the time. I get, you know, we did an extra workout today. So I think that started, you know, several years ago with a few of the guys we've had. We've had some pretty good wrestlers over the years. And, I see that this notion of, you know, we're training hard so the freshmen come in and see how we work, you know, and see what we do. And it seems like it's helping, you know. And with last year had kind of a different coaching staff than this year. It's all different guys. Everybody's new except for me. Or not new, but in different spots. One of our junior high coaches moved up, who's been there for, I think, 6 years. And we actually, our head football coach is now down at the junior high, coaching junior high wrestling, which is, I think, part of the reason the numbers have been so good.
Coach Ferguson.
Yeah, Coach Ferguson, great guy. I had a talk with him, and we said, the conversation was, you know, as wrestling coaches, we're always pushing the idea of, it's good for your football players. And we talked a few months ago, and I said, hey, why don't we do this? Why don't we really test it out and see how this works? And so he said, yeah, I'm in. Let's do it. And his entire offensive line is now are now wrestlers. So we'll see how they do.
Well, so like 2 years ago, obviously, we broke through with Brad down the state. Last year, you get multiple down. I guess the next hurdle is getting that guy down there on a state podium. The last one to do it was Mark Crow in 1990. Who out of these guys are you kind of eyeing? Who do you think has a really good shot of making that happen?
I think realistically, I think Chaz Jackson has a legitimate shot of being a state placer. It's going to be – he's in that, like every kid, he's at that 26, 32, 38 kind of weight class where there's a lot of very good wrestlers. It's going to be – for everybody, there's a bit of luck, and it's finding the right weight class for you and where you fit in the best. David Acasio, last year he wrestled a a state placer and beat him. You know, I mean, so he's at that level and then gets hurt. You know, and it's just there's not a whole lot you can do about that. That's just one of those things that happen. I think he's got a legitimate shot of being a state placer. I think he did last year too, barring injury. I think he was going to place at state.
Again, we're talking with Seth Houston, head wrestling coach at Brookside. He's starting our wrestling show here tonight at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. And to follow up on what Sean Bennett's been talking about, the drought for Brookside, is that something that the kids are acutely aware of, that they want to break that drought? Does that kind of fuel them? Does that motivate them?
Yeah. David Acasio, who I just mentioned, said to me today, I was in my office and he was talking. He goes, "I want to be the Brookside guy who's a placer. I want to be a champion." And I said, "Well, one of my famous lines in the room. I said, it ain't rocket surgery. Anybody can figure it out." I said, "It's just you got to be willing to do the work. And are you going to put in the time and put in the work to do this or not? You know, it's that simple. I keep wrestling. I think it's a pretty simple sport, and I try to keep it simple. That you either do the work or you don't." You do it right or you don't do it right. There's kind of those. That's how simple it is. And he's one of those guys over the years who has kind of just done things right. And Chaz, who I mentioned, and Tony Garza and Jake Storr and a bunch of others have just been guys who kind of do things the right way. They show up to work and they're there to work. You know, I love it.
All right. Okay. On that note, we're going to let you go. Hey, man, great to have you here. I'm really excited about wrestling this year. As I said to Sean, it seems as though there's some great talent coming back at a high level.
Yeah, and I mean, we have one of the top teams in the nation right in our county, you know, and so Lorain County Wrestling is very good. I mean, we compete with some of the best teams in the state, and well, I guess in the nation, really, you know. So
very cool.
It's nice to have.
Congratulations to you and your success over at Brookside.
Thanks.
Appreciate you coming out tonight. Seth Houston, head wrestling coach over at Brookside, as he joins us at the head table. As we said, Seth is number one of many coaches that have made their way here this